Yeah, I grew up skating as a little kid since I was like right around 7, so I'm pretty used to it. And yeah, it's definitely helped me kind of get back on my board. There was a while where I was off my board going through my blindness and just life in general.
And how old were you when your visual impairment started?
Well, I found out when I was 13 that I had something called RP or retinitis pigmentosa, and that's a degenerative eye disease that pretty much means it's going to slowly deteriorate your vision throughout your life until you're blind. So at that age, I didn't really pay much attention to it. It didn't bother me or it didn't really affect me yet, except maybe a little bit like at nighttime, like tiny things. You know, I might run into something here and there and stuff like that, but nothing serious until I hit my, you know, more into my 20s. And that's when I kind of stopped driving at night and then eventually stopped driving altogether. And then eventually, I had a lot of rapid progress, like really rapid eye loss or sight loss. So, it kind of threw me into the blind world pretty quickly.
Yeah, so a lot of our listeners on Connect Radio are also have RP, so they'll all know kind of what it's like. But for you, skateboarding, how was it relearning when your RP kind of had taken hold?
You know, it took me a couple of years just to kind of get used to the vision loss that I had at that time. So getting on the board was more so like kind of an experiment at first. Like, can I actually even do this, or no? Will I enjoy it, or will I like it? So then I built a little skate box in my backyard and kind of just went out one day and just to see what would happen.
When your RP started to get really bad to the point where you, like you said, you stopped driving at night, and then as you got older, it got worse. During
Right.
that time, were you not skating?
Yeah, pretty much, you know, very, very rarely, like maybe like just cruise down the street or something, like skate to work or something small like that. But, you know, that's not really skating in my eyes, you know. Yeah, so like the passion for it was kind of gone. Yeah. So,
And did it help you getting back on the board? Did it help you kind of deal with your RP?
yeah, definitely. It still does, you know, trying to kind of like accept my vision loss and who I was becoming and how I was changing. Because the perception, you know, people viewed me differently once I lost my sight. So the skating kind of has helped me hold on to some kind of identity that I still agree with, you know, that's kind of cool to me or whatever. And
Well, I mean, skating's like a proper community-led thing, but did your mates help you get back into skating? Did they, kind of your skating brothers, shall we say, did they bring you back into it? Did it help you get back involved with them?
not exactly like my close friends that I grew up skating with. A majority of them don't really skate anymore. So it was kind of like an independent thing. But through social media and like just the comments and people reaching out to me and stuff, the community of like skating definitely reached out and, you know, helped me keep pushing myself. Like, oh, like people, it's not just me who's excited about this. There's other people who get stoked out and get motivated to go skate again too. So just the whole skate culture definitely helped me like continue to push myself and, you know, still do today, you know?
I mean, I tried skateboarding when I was a kid. I tried again when I got to about 20 and realized I was just not very good at it. And when I see a video of you like nollie kick flipping and stuff, it is incredibly impressive. But what techniques do you use to land your tricks? I know you skate on tennis courts as well, don't need to follow the lines.
That's kind of been my favorite place to skate just because it's so comfortable for me. But when I actually go out to an actual spot, it's really just a part of, or it's really finding something that is tactile, like a crack or a mailbox or a trash can, and then kind of lining that up with whatever obstacle I'm skating. And then giving myself like little reference points like that, anything that can get me to the actual obstacle. Because with my sight, I can't actually see, like, if I'm more than a couple feet away from something, I can't see it until it's when I'm skating up to it, I can't see it until it's too late, pretty much. You know, so I kind of reference myself with whatever obstacle I have or whatever crack or whatever, and then once I get up to it, it's just like a blurry blob. So the cane helps me kind of just be sure that thing, like a ledge or whatever it is actually there. And helps me know when to pop and stuff like that. So the cane is like super helpful for reassuring myself that, yeah, that thing is there or whatever it is.
But you also, I've seen in one of your videos online, you've got like a little noise box.
A little beeper. Yep. So it's a super loud, super obnoxious, loud beeping that I don't like using just because it's so ridiculously loud and obnoxious, and it's that is helpful. Yeah,
if you're going for a larger box than say you used to, I imagine it does help.
Yeah, when I'm going a lot, if I'm going really fast, that helps to kind of, you know, the cane isn't really going to help me if I'm moving that fast at something, so it is helpful for that and for gaps as well. Yeah, if you're hauling at something, it helps to know sooner than the cane of exactly where that is.
Say if people that are filming your skating, are they there to give you audible cues as well? So they might be saying, right, you've got 3 or 4 feet until you know where your box is.
I haven't had anybody like that. I've always thought about that, how cool it would be if I actually had a filmer who was...
like a guide.
Yeah, I could actually skate with a lot, and then we could get in kind of some kind of groove like that, like... you know, let me know and stuff like that.
The fear when you start skating, I imagine, wasn't there because you were a kid. But as you get older, do you notice the fear of skating getting worse, or is that come maybe with the RP? Or is it not at all?
It is worse. It's just more, I guess, mentally stressful and challenging for myself to get myself, you know, hyped up to do something. But that's kind of like a big reason, I think, why we skate. That's why landing the trick or whatever it is so gratifying. You know, it's that thrill of it is a big part of why I do it, and helps you kind of grow as a person and stuff like that. Like challenging yourself and stressing yourself out is good, you know.
And off the back of all the different news coverage, you're trying to make a difference to the blind and visual impaired community, aren't you? Is there anything particular you've got going at the minute?
Well, there's kind of two sides of it. One is the skating side of it, where I'm trying to actually get a skate park built that's designed especially for blind people and visually impaired people, so that I can bring, you know, schools and kids and stuff like that and introduce them to the world of skating and stuff like that. Something outside of, you know, a team sport like football or something like that. Something that's more independent like skateboarding, and where you can kind of be a little bit more creative and stuff like that. There's not as many options for the blind as there is for the sighted and stuff like that. So I want to introduce skating to them. So that's one side. And the other side is just me kind of living life and changing the perceptions that most people have for the blind. And that's just through doing crazy things pretty much, like whether it's, yeah, jumping out of planes or bobsledding, driving. I recently rode a bull.
Nice. How did that go?
It went really good. Still alive. It was really...
I suppose most people that are on a bull are going to close their eyes through fear anyway. So maybe exactly. You're one step ahead.
Exactly. It was extremely terrifying the first ride. And then I rode a couple more times. I made my 8 seconds, so...
And have you got any advice for people listening who might want to get back on their board?
Yeah, number one, reach out to your blind community, because like I've got a lot of help just through talking to other people. You can always reach out to me on my social media too. You know, I talk to everybody who messages me and stuff. So that's a huge part, you know, be a part of a community like that. It helps knowing other people.
What is your social media account if people do want to get in touch?
Yeah, Instagram is Dan the Mancina. So just DanThe. Mancina. And then you can always search my name. I think it pops up, Daniel Mancina. And yeah, other than that, dude, just keep pushing, you know, like don't be afraid to challenge yourself and scare yourself. And all the parents with blind kids, just let them do what they want to do. They're still kids. So if they want to skate, let them skate.
Well, Dan Mancina, thank you very much for talking to us here at RNIB Connect Radio.
All right, Basil. I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
And if Dan making the point about finding a community has got you thinking, well, look no further. The RNIB have already got one, the Connect community. And if you haven't already signed up, you should do. Go to www.rnib.org.uk/connect and then follow the links to join the community or call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999, and I hope to see somebody asking about skateboarding there very soon.